once kind of things settled back down, we did have a rush of everybody coming in. We actually had to hire some more staff to keep up with everything. And the interesting thing was, is that we know a couple other clinics in the area that actually went out of business completely. We know a couple places that had multiple locations that basically cut down from, you know, half the size, went from 4 locations down to 2. Some of them went down to 1. We had a couple people that just really struggled to get their footing and get people back in the door and just get their business launched again. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know that some of them are going to make it through the winter, to be honest with you. And I mean, these are good people. They have good clinics, but they don't have a target approach to staying in touch with their clients.
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you're listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hey, podcast listeners. It's Rebecca, your client success manager here. For today's episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience, Jake has a great interview and success story with a member of our community. Tune in as our coach Barry sits down with one of our top clinic owners and discusses how Paul's automated marketing system has helped them soar through the pandemic successfully. Tune in to hear them talk about how the owner was able to eliminate the hassle of playing phone and email tag with leads, what the onboarding process was like with Barry and Team PG, how Infusionsoft didn't just change his business, but his life, and much more. If you want your business to work around the clock with both your marketing and communicating with new leads, email barry@paulgough.com and mention you listen to this podcast for a special offer designed specifically for you. That's all I have for you. Let's get this podcast started.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. So today we're going to have a little talk with Jason Clemens. He's a business owner of Breakaway Physical Therapy in Maryland. Morning, Jason.
Morning, Barry. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You?
Doing great.
Awesome. So today we're going to talk to Jason just about what difference automation has made to his business, how striving to achieve that operational excellence has had such a positive impact in his business. Also, we'll delve a little bit into a decision Jason made to outsource the bulk of the work in setting up the automation in his clinic. So we'll go into that. But firstly, Jason, do you want to tell us briefly about your business, your location, what you guys do?
Yeah, certainly. My wife and I started a physical therapy practice back in 2015. We're based out of Crofton, Maryland, like you said. She's the physical therapist. I come from more of a sales and business background, so I handle more the back end stuff. She obviously handles the professional stuff. We got a 3,800 square foot facility, about 8 or 9 staff right now, 5 PTs, including my wife, Shayna. We're kind of what you guys would call a hybrid practice. We're in network with a couple insurances, out of network with a bunch of insurances, general outpatient therapy with a little subspecific, especially focus on pelvic floor treatment. So
awesome. Perfect. Brilliant. And what were you, so just a little bit about your clinic back when, because I know you were probably doing bits and bobs before you signed up to Infusionsoft. You probably had some systems going, because I know you guys joined the Infusionsoft and the Done For You element of it in about early 2019. So prior to that, what were you doing before you implemented this kind of automation? What did the business look like at that point?
Yeah, so like most new businesses, we did the typical stuff, leaflets, flyers, drop-offs, you know, luncheons, trying to chase down doctors, community events. We relied really heavily upon word of mouth. So the reality, there wasn't much of a plan. So it's kind of, we were just waiting for people to come to us, you know, doing events that we thought every typical place did. But there was no real automation. There wasn't even really a set follow-up system, which when you're a smaller business, you know, you start getting busier, you just spend your time actually then taking care of fulfilling on what you've already sold, and then you kind of lose the follow-up process when you don't have a plan in place.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot of automation beforehand.
Yeah. So there was a lot of just grinding, a lot of hustle.
Just a lot of hustle, just a lot of grinding, just, you know, working, chasing down leads everywhere you could, just wherever you could get the job done, we were getting the job done. But there was no real plan, no real way of making anything consistent.
All right. No, I get it. It's what happens. You know, you need those systems. You need that backbone. You need that rigidity sometimes to formulate a better plan. Right. But cool.
Yeah.
Why did you feel like you had to shift to automation? What was the driving reason behind it? Now, specifically, we're talking about Infusionsoft. But why did you feel like you had to shift to Infusionsoft?
Well, so one of the things that we were looking to do back in early 2019, we had been thinking about it for years, but was getting our website redone. And we're just like, if we're getting our website redone, you know, we kind of wanted to go a route where we could actually pull people into the office. So if you're going to use your website or use any kind of online source, any kind of media to actually bring in leads, you have to have something for it to go to. You know, so somebody fills out a form on your website, it's got to go into some kind of system, and then you got to have some kind of follow-up, automated follow-up. So we started looking, getting our website redone, and that's when we were looking into Infusionsoft to get that handled for us. And it really just kind of was the best system. And working with you guys for a while, it was just like, hey, this is just the most natural thought. It's powerful. It does everything we need. It's got room for growth as we go down the line. You know, it was just looking at basic follow-up to begin with, but then when you actually delve into Infusionsoft, you realize how much more powerful it can be than just sending out some emails from time to time and keeping track of leads. And the automation aspect was great too, of it just flowing and going. And once you set it up, you have to keep an eye on it and make tweaks, but you don't have to sit there and work on leveraging that every single day. Once you get it, it's leveraged for you.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. One thing that you touched on there, which you come from a sales background. I've got a sales background as well. And one thing I think a lot of people miss out on in terms of why automation is quite powerful, especially coming from your website, is people think that if a lead comes in, what commonly happens is someone will go on your website at 3 a.m. And they'll request some information. Now, if we get round to them at 11 o'clock the next morning, that's a missed opportunity. That's a drop ball. Whereas automation works at 3 a.m. Automation works 24/7. And it gets you that first foot in the door with your information going out. And that first period, that first like 30 minutes is key. Because they're still going to be up. They're still going to be awake. They're still going to be looking for that information. And you've got the first opportunity to get that in. If another business doesn't do that, then they've potentially stolen your opportunity. If another business doesn't do that, they've lost the opportunity. If you don't do automation and another business does, again, they've potentially got in there in front of you.
Well, it is because, and this happens quite a bit, usually on the weekends too, Friday nights, Thursday nights, I'll see that people have gone on midnight, 1 o'clock. That's a very common time for someone to sign up for one of our eBooks on our website. Mm-hmm. And, you know, by the time we get around to calling them at 9, 10 o'clock the next morning, they've already had 2, 3, 4 emails from us, with the response or what they're looking for, a follow-up, and then probably another follow-up. So, like you said, I come from a sales background, you have a sales background. One thing that I think new business owners miss a lot is, they come from a place where things are flowing and they just think, oh, I can do this myself. And then they go to do it and they don't realize how much time and back end goes into sales. So, you know how it is. It's 10, 11, 12 touch points in most cases before you can really make a sale to a lot of people.
Yep.
It's 90% of the sales are made after the ninth touch or something like that, and it's just very few are made beforehand. But 90% of sales people stop after the third or fourth touch. So it's kind of one of those things where having a system like this is like having a salesman 24/7. because it's doing a lot of those touches for you and making people more prepared for when you do get in touch with them. You know how it is. I mean, people can say that they want information and it takes you 20 calls to get in touch with them type of thing sometimes.
Yeah.
So in a situation like this, you've already had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 touch points in between processes there. So it is great. And the automation there is just, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Brilliant. Yeah. It does a lot of the, groundwork for your sales staff, your front desk to come in and just kind of pick up the pieces, really piece it all together and get the conversion. So cool. Had you tried anything? Had you tried to build these types of systems out before? Are you tried any kind of other way of doing it? If so, kind of what was the issues that you faced that caused you to kind of come over and basically seek us out at Pulled Off Media?
Yeah, so when we first started, we had some basic CRMs, some free CRMs just to keep track of doctors and some people like that. But we never really used it, and it wasn't automated or anything like that. It was just a collection system. Okay. We actually tried using Infusionsoft a couple years ago, back I think at the end of 2016. But the problem was we just let it sit there because it was just one of those things where between our time, our effort, we were really growing at the time. Shana was working 60 hours a week treating. I also have another company that I'm a part owner in that I work full time at. And we just didn't have the staff really to kind of sit down and help get some things going. So among everything, we just kind of let it sit there. We didn't have the website to kind of go in. We didn't have any other online way of pulling people in. And we just let it sit. And we just didn't really know where to start. And that was really kind of the issue. So, you know, that's really kind of why we kind of started turning things over to you guys, to Team PG, because once we were able to get things off the ground and launched and going, then it's kind of easy to get going there. So it was just difficult to get started, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it can be, especially you've got a prioritization of tasks sometimes, isn't it? And you know, if I don't know if Shane is charging what $200 an hour, you've got to think of if she stops treating to do Infusionsoft, what's the deal there? How does that work?
Yeah.
So completely. Yeah,
it wasn't because of the system was difficult or anything like that. It's actually quite simple. It's just getting the thoughts out of your head and the process out of your head into the system can be challenging at first if you don't have the time.
Yeah, it's probably that, what's it called? Analysis paralysis. When you kind of sit down and think of all of the campaigns that you need and how you need it, what you want it to look like, and you think, what's the best one to start with? Right. So what was the difference when you handed it to Team PG, and what was your experience working with Team PG, with us in getting that automation rolling?
Yeah, so night and day difference, honestly. You know, I said a little bit there, it was just kind of getting it out of your head. When you actually look back on it, it's really not as it's not as difficult as it looks at first. It's really not at all. It's just, like you said, the analysis paralysis. Like when you look back and you go, wow, that actually was not so bad. But it's been a night and day difference. You know, we had you guys build out the majority of our basic funnels for us, getting going. And honestly, some of them we haven't even touched that much since then because they're so good. We've just kind of been adding to them here and there a little bit. We've created some other funnels going along. But it really established a platform for us to kick off from. So we got the basic stuff in there. We know it was done right. It was a great onboarding process. This was a little over a year and a half ago or so. So I don't remember exactly what the time frame was in the onboarding, but it was very clear. It was like, okay, look, hey, this is what we expect out of you. This is what you expect out of us. And here's a schedule. And we're going to do this on this onboarding schedule. So it was also kept us to task, because it was like, okay, hey, we have an appointment in 2 weeks and we got to have this done. Some of the customization, within the emails and stuff like that. So it was great because it held us accountable to get it done. But even though all the heavy lifting was done by you guys, we were held accountable to get it done. And it was great to actually start to see it come together, because now it's just like, okay, hey, you can see this thing taking life. You can see it taking shape, you know? And so, yeah, it was great. I mean, I've done a lot of systems with my other business over time, and onboarding is one of those things that can really kill a project. Mm-hmm. So like the onboarding process with you guys was really awesome. Very clear, very concise, and just one of the better ones I've ever done.
All right. Awesome. Good. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what we want. And I think a lot of it is it's finding that good mix between, us fulfilling the promises and meeting your expectations. And the other side of things is you do need strong accountability, because again, with you guys as business owners, you guys have a never-ending to-do list. And and it is sometimes that prioritization of tasks, isn't it? And if we're kind of giving you that kick up the butt a little bit and say, right, we've got a 2-week time schedule, let's get it done. This is what we're going to do. This is the layout. This is what I expect. Can you do it? And then we roll through. And after a few years now of working closely with Infusionsoft and Cameron, who does our implementation, everything's been rolling amazingly. I don't think I've seen one single gripe, which is very rare, very, very rare in terms of any other softwares I've ever worked with, any other affiliations I've ever had. It's good software to get going. What I like about it is it's extremely effective in its simplicity. That whiteboard approach to build outs and things like that, I love that, because that's exactly what you do as an entrepreneur. You just get out a sheet of paper, you get on your whiteboard, and you start mapping things out. And that's what I like about Infusionsoft personally, and just playing around with stuff.
It's pretty self-explanatory. Like you said, it's very visual. So it's, you know, put a box here and connect them type of thing, you know, a lot of situations. So it is very clear. It's very, very effective. And once you kind of learn it, it's very, very quick to do things, you know. And yeah, I'll email Cam every now and then, just a question here, make sure, hey, is this done right type of thing, and instant responses, and everything's great.
Yeah, that support never drops. Although we do our onboarding, we like you say, we've always got that open door policy, as cheesy as it sounds. But cool. So I'm going to hit you with a big question, Jason. How has the whole Infusionsoft experience changed your business?
Dramatically, quite frankly, because one of the biggest shifts we've been able to do now is, rather than waiting on business to come into us, we're now able to kind of go out and get it. So we have different lead sources now coming in from, you know, the website, Facebook ads, even if we do community events or flyers or things like that, we can still have it go through the system. So it's now, like I said before, 24-hour salesman type thing, 24/7. It's emails are going out, getting in touch with people that randomly come in. It's really good at just nurturing people that are kind of coming in kind of cold, don't really know, just want some more information. We're able to get them through that process there. It's very simple to track where the lead sources are coming in, so we can know where to invest our time and money. Are we better off putting more on the website, putting more in Google ads, putting more Facebook ads, doing more community events, things like that. You know, it's just like that instant follow-up, instant response. It's made our sales team more effective, because people kind of like, oh yeah, you know, I've gotten all your stuff, I feel like I already know you. And it just, you know, makes closing a sale a lot easier from someone that just kind of calling saying, hey, do you need some physical therapy type of situation?
Yeah.
You know a little bit more about them. They know more about you. It makes it a little bit simpler on the follow-up side. One of the other things that we're now really trying to focus on is segmenting patients within the system, so we can have a more targeted approach to things that we're selling. We started massage during COVID. We got some other services that we're looking on bringing online. And actually, we were actually even able to sell via Infusionsoft. We did the e-commerce package basically. So we were able to actually sell directly within Infusionsoft, have people buy packages. We can run sales and promotions and have people buy right from emails and things like that. So it's improved that a lot too. I think when we launched massages, I think we sold $4,000 or $5,000 in the first week or something like that. So nice. That was a nice little boost. Yeah. And you know, basically paid for the software for quite a while there. So The other big thing is just getting in touch with past clients. The number of people that we can now easily reach is astounding. So, I mean, we can easily pull 2-3 clients a week, basically back into the office just by emails that we send out. And it doesn't even have to be anything crazy. You know, Thanksgiving's up. Hey, guess what? Giving away a free turkey. Call to register. Great. Hey, by the way, how you doing? You know, I mean, I think we had 2 or 3 people on Monday when we launched that, basically just kind of come back into the office. So it's really revolutionized how we can do things and made it so much easier to not even just grow. I mean, the growth is great, but it's really just keep things consistent, which especially during this year, I mean, if you can stay consistent right now, I mean, that's winning. I mean, yeah. So it's just, that's been really great.
Yeah, brilliant. I love to hear that. And it's something people don't realize. Like on the surface of it, you kind of think, how is setting up an automated email system going to make that much difference to my business? You think, well, think about the bigger picture. We're able to segment, we're able to catalog, we're able to tag and effectively bucket all of our clients so we can market more specifically to them with more of an in-tune message about where they are in their journey, whether they've converted to a discovery visit, whether they haven't, whether they've converted to a plan of care, whether they haven't, and we can speak to those populations of people better. And that's what marketing's all about, isn't it? Specificity and relevancy.
Yeah.
Speaking yeah, of right
if,
people,
if you try to market to, yeah, if you try to market to everybody at a single time, it's going to fail. You know, you really have to have a specific message to a targeted audience per message, basically. So, which is great because you can even that's the great thing about the system too, is when you know what message to send to people, at the same time you can send out 4 or 5 different messages to different groups of people, so you're still only marketing one message to one type of population at a time, but you can do that all simultaneously. Yeah. So it's just awesome. It's great.
Hey everyone, it's Barry here with a quick interruption of today's podcast. If you want to win back a whole bunch of your time and you want to achieve that gold star of operational excellence, just like Jason and Shana did, then all you need to do is email me and we can talk more about Paul's automated marketing system powered by Infusionsoft. The email address is barry@paulgoff.com. Trust me, getting you started is a lot easier than you might think. And if you get in touch with me and mention the Paul Goff Audio Experience, I have a brilliant offer waiting for you. All right, enjoy the rest of the podcast. Yeah, and the new thing that's came from this year as well, and you talked a bit about it with e-commerce, is the ability to do things like evergreen program and instant access to purchases and not phoning up and we'll take your credit card details on the phone. The time of that's dead. So the e-commerce right. section as well is simplified. And now people don't realize, I'm not too sure if you guys have done any kind of online courses and things like that yet, but people don't realize the automation that is needed behind if you've done a program or a course, because there's no human interaction. So what we talk about here a lot of the time is the benefits is Infusionsoft has a thing called decision diamonds. You'll know about decision diamonds, Jason. Decision diamonds. And that then truly allows you to customize a flow based on whether someone's clicked on an email, whether someone's clicked on your link within an email, whether someone's not opened your email, whether someone's opted in to a shopping cart and abandoned it, or whatever someone's done, you can have that flow in a multitude of different places, which will inevitably push them into a shopping cart to purchase. And you've been sat at home playing with the kids, enjoying life, and that's happening in the background. Yeah. So that's yeah. something that's happened a lot this year with a lot of people pivoting to online courses, because of course the buy-in for that skyrocketed with everything that's happened.
Yeah.
So cool. Good. Love that. Love to hear it. Now, what was the benefit to you guys in having Team PG build out your content for you? Because we went in with, well, basically you just said, do the lot to us back in 2016. Yeah. Let's get yeah. as much as you can done. So we did that. So what was the benefit to you?
Yeah, I mean, so especially myself, I'm much more, I'm good at taking something existing and really morphing it into something that I really like and want and make it better for us. Getting it down on paper is not my strong suit. So one of the things, especially over the years I've been learning, is that there's no reason for me to spend hours upon hours upon hours, you know, just learning something new per se, when I can pay someone to get the basics and then I can go in and do what I want with it. So that's just more one of my strengths and weaknesses. But so it was a big time saver, really. So it was a time saver to get it done, just to get it started. Okay. It forced us to get started, get moving. Just having you guys do it again held us accountable for working through different parts of it. And quite frankly, it works. I mean, the content works. There's not a whole lot of change that has to be done, especially right away to get started. You know, as you go on, if you want to tweak it a little bit more to your specific style or whatever, you can. But I mean, it's one of those things where the content works, and it saved me a load of time, because that's not one of my strong suits of building stuff from scratch like that. So
yeah. And that's what I talk to a lot of people about. I mean, how many times have you, have people been sat thinking, I'm going to send an email to my clients. What exactly do I want to say? And then imagine that in a nurture funnel where you've got 15, 20 emails, and then and multiply that for back pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, pelvic health, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then, so again, there was someone at a lunch and learn. I won't mention it here, I noticed, but it was someone at a lunch and learn that we had in Orlando at the end of 2019. We were having the lunch and learn, and we were talking about kind of the implementation of everything. And he stood up and he kind of like slammed his hand on the desk and he said, just get it done. Don't waste your time on it. He said, I charge $250 an hour. And I said, I was all do it myself. I was all ego. And it took me about 60 hours to do it. If I did, if I was treating in that time, it would have been a negligible investment. But I spent my own time doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's one of the big things that people stop and think about. They're like, oh, I have to, you know, I gotta pay this X amount of money to get this done. And they're like, oh, I can save that money. But the reality is you're really not saving the money. Because the time it takes you to do it, the investment it takes for you to get everything done, the guy's right. I mean, it's just negligible, the cost to get this up and running versus your time of what you could be doing. Because every minute you could be actually earning income, you're spending doing this when you can just, you know, quite frankly, it's not expensive at all. And it's just, you know, relative to what's going on with what you can make money from. Just get it done. I mean, I agree with that.
It's that old phrase, isn't it, though? Time's money. You could just be, even if you're a sole practitioner, you could be on the phone running a referral for a ward campaign instead of typing out what emails to or things like that. But yeah, there was a phrase that I learned very early on in business. Now, it was back in my insurance days when we used to build out little things, and I even used to have kind of lead gen people that I didn't do my own lead gen. I was too good for that. I was the closer. But anyway, the phrase that I lived by was do what you do best, outsource the rest. So that was a phrase that I lived by. It's like, I'm not spending my time doing logo creations. Yeah. I'm not spending my time doing leaflets. Because if I got a sale, that was worth £2,000 to me. If I missed out on that opportunity to get a sale, to do, I don't know, £7 an hour work, then how was I truly being the best business owner or the best business mind I could be? And it's about just leveraging your time properly. But yeah, exactly right, spot on. Another big question for you. Where do you think your business would be without automation, without Infusionsoft, without the content you've got?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's something definitely been pondering a lot about this year, just with everything going on. Where would we be without certain things? And quite honestly, I don't even really know the answer to that. I mean, we'd really still be relying upon old-fashioned ways of getting business, you know, community events, door door, word of mouth, chasing doctors, things like that. And the reality is this year, who knows how well that would have worked. I mean, it's really been difficult to get out and see people and do those kind of things with everything going on this year. So I don't think that we'd be still growing. I mean, we've actually grown this year quite a bit. So, I mean, we had a rough times like everybody else during, you know, the initial go of everything, but we've come out of this a lot stronger, you know, and we might even be twice the size next year. So I we'd definitely be slower than we are now. We definitely would not have grown. I don't really know where we'd be now. Quite frankly, I don't really like to think about that. So it's really been great also because we've had the ability to get back in touch with clients that might have dropped off earlier in the year. Or just we hadn't even seen the years, to be honest with you. So we wouldn't be in as good a place as we are now, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the likelihood of you guys still being successful is very high. You'll succeed. You both have strong heads on your shoulders, so that's almost a guarantee. But will you have worked harder? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Will you probably have more overheads in terms of things like having to do more staff to do more manual work and get on the phones more? Yeah. And that's the kind of difference. It's again, what you've done is you've worked smarter, not harder. Is you've got a system in that does 20% of the work and gets 80% of the results, rather than doing 80% of the work for 20% of the results. That's the system that you've got in. And the thing I noticed a lot about coaching people through all of the COVID stuff is the people who did have those regular touch points with their staff, just little emails going out, how you doing, what you're up to, and things like that, a little bit of automation, a little bit of fun, a little bit of character going out. Those were the people who had customers running through the doors when lockdown finished. They couldn't stop them getting in. It's because it's that thing, you know, you're still nurturing people. You're still consistent in a time of chaos, and which is what you said earlier on. A lot of people are like, well, life's crazy, but them over a breakaway, they're untouched. They're just moving as normal. And that's what people will gravitate towards. It's usually the polar opposite, right? If my life's hectic, I'm going to gravitate towards this kind of consistent, strong, forward thinking business.
Well, you know, you actually really touched on a good point there. Once kind of things settled back down, we did have a rush of everybody coming in. We actually had to hire some more staff to keep up with everything. And the interesting thing was that we know a couple other clinics in the area that actually went out of business completely. We know a couple places that had multiple locations that basically cut down from, you know, half the size, went from four locations down to two. Some of them went down to one. We had a couple of people that just really struggled to get their footing and get people back in the door and just get their business launched again. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't know that some of them are going to make it through the winter, to be honest with you. I mean, these are good people. They have good clinics, but they don't have a target approach to staying in touch with their clients. You know, you touched on something real quick earlier too, is that, you know, not only just our clients do we keep in touch with, but we can keep in touch with our staff. You know, we utilize a system for onboarding and some training and things like that too. So that's something that's kind of overlooked, I think, sometimes is, you know, especially over the last couple of years, you know, you realize how important systems are, but people really drive everything. So the fact that you can have a system help drive your people, which in then turn to drive your system, you know, it's actually a nice little cycle. And I think sometimes people overlook that a little bit, what you can do with it. So,
I mean, I think my onboarding when I started with Team PG, that was automated. Going through the courses, Accelerator, Business Growth School, Sales Bootcamp, that kind of stuff. That was all automated. And you find the process that works and you repeat it. Definitely right. Right. So what would be the biggest piece of advice you could give to anybody on the fence about investing in anything like Infusionsoft or investing in Paul's content, or even think that, you know, that there's a lot of those people who kind of say, this won't work where I live type comment. or yeah. not where I live. And what would you kind of say to people with thinking that? Politely.
I think that's one of those age-old questions everybody says, you know, not in my town, not where I live, this won't work for me. I mean, quite frankly, they're just excuses of why you don't want to do it. But the reality of it is, you know, would you rather be building email funnels, making decision diamonds, you know, setting things up and thing, or would you rather be spending your current time actually growing your business in other sides? You know, or how many hours are you willing to spend doing this stuff when you can pay a small sum of money and have someone just have it done for you? One of the biggest things that we've been learning as business owners over the years and growing is that, one, we don't have to do every single thing ourselves, but two, we don't have to understand every single little nitty gritty detail of how to do things either. I think that's something that especially newer business owners that they get bogged down in the details. Like, I need to be the best at everything. I need to understand how every single thing in my business runs per, you know, every little detail. And you really don't. When you actually get to the point of actually wanting to run your business, just having a high level understanding of the why things need to be done is so much more important than understanding how do I connect this decision diamond. So the reality of it is if you want to actually take your business to the next level and actually gain a little bit of the freedom that an automated system like this gives you, have someone do it for you. You know, the PG team is awesome about this. You're going to get what you want. They're going to work with you to make sure it's set up how you want it. Okay. You're going to get an opportunity to customize the stuff to your message, and you're going to have to spend so much little time compared to building it out yourself. And you're going to know it's going to work. You know, things are going to be set up properly. You're going to have a basic content level there that you can build off of. And just because, again, just because you have it there doesn't mean you can't build off of it. I mean, you know, you can certainly send, you know, add 50 emails to a sequence if you want to, you know, over time. But you have now the opportunity to sit down and say, hey, I can do one a week and I can just, you know, keep this going on forever and ever, but the basics there and it's up and running. And a lot of times, you know, where we get stuck in business is just getting things started. So, you know, if you want to start getting that freedom and actually have a business that you can run, have a high level understanding. And then, like you said, have the people that can do it best do it.
Good. Awesome. And for me, when I do have people say that people in my town don't really like emails and things like that, but I get it. But I've got to say to people, in the time that I've been working with Infusionsoft, I've helped implement Infusionsoft in Thailand, Brunei, Denmark, Slovakia, over here in the UK. Scotland, Ireland, Barbados, the US, Canada. all over the place. There's all over Australia, all over the state. And again, once it's in, everybody always kind of goes, fair dues. I'll cop to it and say you guys were right. And that's the thing. Sometimes it's a reluctancy and it's a fear thing, I think, in most cases. People don't like to kind of say, right, I'm going to spend money or even admit that there's stuff that they can't do. But at the end of the day, and I'll always go back to it, irrespective of your personal feelings, irrespective of your personal values or whatever it is, your time, you guys are awesome at what you do. Your time is better spent doing the things you do, and we'll do the things we do. We'll meet in the middle and end up with an awesome product.
Well, it is, and it's, you're right. It's a lot of fear. I think the biggest obstacle for most people is saying, hey, I'm spending this money. Am I going to get what I paid for? Am I going to get results? You know, and that was us too, you know, with a lot of things. I remember when we took Accelerator for the first time, Shana looked at me and said, are you crazy? She was like, you're going to spend what amount of money for someone you don't know to do it? And then, you know, over time, it's now just pretty much kind of been, Paul's team, PG team is offering something great. Like, where do we sign up type of thing? It's just kind of, it's like, you know, the trust is there because, we've done enough with you guys over the years now that we trust you guys implicitly. You deliver on everything that you promise. And more some. So it's one of those things where if you're scared that you're going to get the return on your money, or you're going to get what you paid for, it's there. You're going to get it. It's, you know, satisfaction, you know, guaranteed. You know, I don't know, but it is. I mean, it's you know, it's you're gonna get what you're paying for and more some. And I think that's the biggest thing that people have to overcome, is just that they're fearful that they're not going to get what they pay for. But you do in this case with the system itself and Team PG.
Yeah, and I mean that leads us into the next question, which I know, and I've dealt with a lot of people, and it's a very tough question to answer. But where do you see the biggest return on your investment with Infusionsoft, with Paul's content?
Yeah. Like you said there, sometimes it's hard to track down specific, but I mean, undoubtedly it's the ability to reach out at will to our customer list, lead list, client list, whatever you want to call it there, mixed in. It's the ability to reach out and get in touch with people at our leisure, not at theirs. So that and the automated follow-up on new leads coming in, I definitely help think, you know, increases the closure rate on a lot of clients. But for us, we really haven't even scratched the surface of what the system can do. And honestly, and there's a lot more ROI out of the system that we can get. And I think that's something that is important for people to understand. This can be as basic or as complex as you want it to be. And, you know, if you have the people to really take this in the next direction and really, really build out some really complex segmentation, stuff like that, I mean, the ROI is just tremendous in what you can get on it. So, but for us, it's the ability to reach out to people at will. I mean, I don't even know that you can actually put a number on that, but it's just, I mean, you know, again, the ability to bring in two or three past clients every week, the ability to follow up and chase down new leads automatically, so that when we get them on the phone, they've already had a bunch of touch points and already know who we are. We're, you know, and things like that. So,
great. Awesome. That's the question that I get asked a lot. So, you know, what's the typical return on investment for it? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know, but I'll tell you what I do know. Is we give people the same as anything we ever do. We give people a money back guarantee. We tell people, if you're not happy with what we do in our implementation and the software, and you hate it and you hate us and you want nothing more to do with it, I give you money back. I haven't had to refund one person in 2 years.
No,
doesn't happen. No. So again, that's the return on investment, that once it's in, people see the true value of what it does. Yeah. And like you say, the true value of where it could take you. And I mean, look at us. I mean, we have sole practitioners using it, just on their own, using it, marketing, doing, setting themselves tasks and reminders, that kind of stuff. Okay, cool. But we run it, and we've got Paul in Florida running Infusionsoft with us in the UK for his UK clinics and setting us tasks and reminders and things like that. So it can be as big or as versatile as you want it to be. Or you can just have it making you money by reactivating, nurturing, keeping those touch points strong, those kind of things.
Well, you know, you really touched on a good point there. And this is something I've seen over business over several years, is that, you know, sometimes you get a concern if you get a piece of software, you get a system, and that you're going to outgrow it. And then you say, hey, I've invested this money in it, and I'm going to outgrow it. It'd be very difficult to outgrow this system. I mean, and it's just kind of, you know, even going back on, you know, why you should use it, just open up your inbox. Every day, you're getting emails from big corporations, from everybody, and they're all using, you know, I know some of them are even using Infusionsoft, and some of them are using something similar, but they're all utilizing this stuff. It's being done to you every day. So, you know, you may as well get your return on it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Think of where you want to be. You want to be these, you want to be Amazon level, where Amazon sending, you want to be Jeff Bezos with his hundreds of, well, what's he, a billionaire now?
Yeah.
Jason, awesome, really, really appreciate that. That's brilliant. Love to hear about although this has been a pro automation, it's really interesting to see the difference it makes to a business. I know it. It's hard for me to, when I'm talking to people about bringing it in to their business, it's hard for me to show the true difference it makes. So it's good that you can come on and tell people what difference it's made to your business from a real perspective. I think that's really important for a lot of people, rather than me just saying, hey, it's great. this is what it'll do. This is what we can do. And this is why. But yeah, I mean, the logic is there, but the results are for you guys. So brilliant. Now, if away from you, Jason, because you've already got it, but if anybody does want to want more information on it, or if anybody does want to talk to me about it, or if anybody does want to know what the content entails, what Infusionsoft looks like, how that would work for your business, anything really, or if you just want to chat, feel free to get in touch with me. It's barry@paulgoff.com. I'll go through that with you. You can basically ask any questions that you might have. But again, Jason, really appreciate it. Loved hearing about it. And again, if anybody needs anything, feel free to get in touch. barry@paulgoff.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul @thepaulgoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.